Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live, blasting out worldwide on this Sunday live transmission, the 21st day of June, 2015. Ja'Kari Jackson will join us from Charleston, South Carolina, the scene of Wednesday night's massacre at the hands of, well, someone who appears to come out of central casting. All the scripting leading up to what happened, building towards the crescendo of the summer, black unemployment doubling, record numbers of blacks being aborted, record numbers of troops committing suicide, record numbers of troops, biggest percentage, according to race breakdown, being black, committing suicide, being put on don't treat death list. It's all building towards a crescendo, but you think the only thing mattering in the country is not the TPP being rammed out of the House into the Senate. It's not the U.S. building up towards war with Russia. No, the only issue is 9 tragically killed and cold-blooded black parishioners at a church, a historic church, with Juneteenth this weekend and the NAACP meeting coming up in a few weeks. Reverend Childress and others who are black pastors have told me this thing stinks to high heaven. And the usual suspects, Al Sharpton, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, they're all calling to restrict the Second Amendment. As if this crazy couldn't have used his car on Sunday morning to run over 50 or more people and kill them in that parking lot. Or as if he couldn't have stolen a gun and gone and done it. Even when crime using guns is down over 50%, according to the government's own numbers. But I'm not going to sit here and just belabor all of that today. I put a video out yesterday because of several phone calls I got and things that were also weighing on my mind, with the headline, Total Emergency Alert, Elite Now Evacuating. And they've been doing it for a while, but now that evacuation is speeding up to a breakneck speed. And I'm going to go over today why some of that is happening and how that ties into headlines like this one. Earth enters sixth extinction phase, with many species, including our own, labeled the walking dead. A major new university governmental analysis that the Earth passed its carrying capacity decades ago and is going into a collapse. Artificially, that is true. And I've been obsessing on this for 18 years of my 20-year career. I wasn't aware of all this when I first started out. I was aware of a lot of it, but not all of it. Well, none of us are aware of all of it. I was aware of some of it, not most of it, like I am now. And the decision has been made. That's a key term I use a lot. The decision has been made. The course has been set. The hammer has been dropped. The train left the station. The cows got out of the gate. The genie's out of the bottle. That ship already sailed. But the globalists are going to save the planet by exterminating humanity and at the same time achieving the holy grail of life extension technology to merge with the supercomputers of the future and become super homo sapien. Or God. It's legendary. It's epic. It's over the top. It's reality. Because truth is stranger than fiction. So when we come back, total emergency alert breakdown on the state of the planet. Then we'll delve into the events that have taken place in Charleston with Jakari Jackson, who's on the scene. Amazing videos, documenting and chronicling it all at InfoWars.com.
Introducing...
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for this live edition. Sunday, the 21st day of June, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I want to welcome all of our affiliates and listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today. It really hit me yesterday at about noon just how precarious and unstable this global house of cards has gotten. And so I feverishly called up my cousin, Buckley Hammond, who works as one of the managers here at InfoWars, and asked if I could come over to his place and if he would shoot a video to upload it to basically alert the public to recent developments. And that video is up on InfoWars.com. It's red-linked. Total emergency alert. Elite are now evacuating. Signs of a coming financial meltdown are accelerating at an alarming rate. And in that 12.5-minute video, I cover the waterfront. And I'm going to try to do that here today in the first hour. Then in the second hour, we'll be joined by Jakari Jackson from Charleston, South Carolina, the scene of Wednesday night's tragic 9 dead at the hands of a Fruit Loop, no matter how you look at it. And then interspersed with all of that news, there's the incredible NATO buildup against Russia. There's the Pope endorsing world government, a planetary, quote, institution to tax us, to save the planet, of course. And that ties in to Earth entering its sixth extinction phase, with many species, including our own, labeled the Walking Dead. That's from Stanford, Princeton, and Berkeley. You see, the establishment is getting ready for a spectacular global meltdown that then cascades into other meltdowns. And at each meltdown point, more of our liberties are given up to the global government to save us from the intensifying crises. But at the end of the tunnel, we discover, those of us that are left, it was all a setup to begin with. So I think really to understand everything that's happening in our world, it's really important not to focus in on the minutiae, and instead focus on what the establishment is saying itself to each other about the course of the species on this planetoid orbiting this sun, this human settlement, the only one we've got at this point. But the decision has been made that this spaceship cannot carry all these people, this planetoid. The decision has been made to exterminate almost everybody. And, of course, those quotes are legioned from the United Nations and the White House, science czar and countless others, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Ted Turner, George Soros, Adolf Hitler. The list goes on and on. But if you don't understand that, you won't understand anything. And know this, when you hear the government-run media telling you they care about nine lives, telling you they care about black people or anybody else for that matter, it is a load of sophistic tripe. It is a mountain of fraud. It is a lie. It is a sick joke. Unemployment has doubled in 7 years of Obama for black people. More than half the black population was never born since Roe v. Wade. They were aborted. Black veterans are, from the articles I've got and the admissions, probably the most neglected and abused group of veterans. Hung out to dry. The black community is a test tube research for how to break down the family and wreck society. And that's all declassified. And they would have you believe that they care about nine dead. And the answer to stopping violence is to ban guns in everybody's hands but the government. We'll be going over all of that today. And the shooting overnight where more than 10 people were wounded, several killed in Detroit, where black gang members fired on a group of 400 people having a party. And I guess at the end of the day, Hillary Clinton would say it's my fault. No, it's the fault of MTV and a culture that pushed gangsterism as tough and cool. To be technical, 11 people shot, one dead. One may die. But that's buried in the news. In Philadelphia, 7 people, including 2 kids, critical after gunman randomly fires in street. This stuff goes on every day. 14 dead a week in Chicago on average, mainly black on black. But it barely makes a headline, even locally. But when a white person kills 9 black people, it makes international headlines because it's part of the divide and conquer to get us all fighting with each other. So we'll break it all down in the second hour with Jakari Jackson, who will be live via Skype from Charleston, South Carolina. That said, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and I'm going to come back and lay out for you as simply and as focused as I can the state of the world right now and why we're in so much danger. And I'm not telling you we're in that danger just to scare you. I'm telling you that information so that we can hopefully get enough discussion going and enough concern that cooler minds will prevail inside corporations and government around the world. And so things can be thought about a little bit more so that the very small group of globalists cannot manipulate society down this road. Most people, even in major power positions, are ignorant of the larger plan. And just by exposing the plan, it gets in a lot of trouble. It was 3 years ago, 4 years ago really, but 3 years ago that we were hammering every day the fact that criminal groups in our government and other Western governments, NATO, Turkey, many other nations, were funding radical jihadis out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other countries to launch ethnic cleansing operations against Christians and non-radical Muslims in Libya, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, and other areas. And our own military, at the grassroots, mainly non-commissioned officers, said no to that and sent thousands of photos to the Pentagon and to the White House and to Twitter holding up signs saying, I will not fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria, Infowars.com. as much as a third of the photos said InfoWars.com on it, so that folks could find out why they were saying that and come back and read our articles. I didn't join the Navy to fight for Al-Qaeda in Syrian civil war. I didn't join the Marine Corps to fight for Al-Qaeda in a Syrian civil war. I didn't join the Navy. You know, there are the signs. I didn't join the military to get involved in other countries' civil wars. Stay out of Syria. I will not fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria. Wake up. That was just one article of many. And the reason I raise that point is, by exposing how over the top this stuff is, whether it's TPP or whether it's open borders or whether it's gun control or whatever the case is, it gives other people a chance to debate it and discuss it, and it causes other discussions to begin. And then sanity can prevail, because the average person in the military, the average person in government, the average person in the police department, the average person who's a librarian or a school teacher or a farmer or a factory worker or a lawyer is not a bad person. They're just not aware of what's happening. It's our job to set the alarm. We'll be back.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UnveilingThem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
Amarillo by morning. Up from San Antonio, Alex Jones coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. Thank you for joining us today. I don't have words, as I said in the emergency report that I posted yesterday to InfoWars, to describe just how serious things are. But just get this through your head if you're a new listener. I believe everything I'm saying here, and I have historical and current evidence to back up my claims. There has been an exodus in the last few years of the elite out of the United States and out of Israel and other Western countries to areas like New Zealand. All major economists agree that the debt bubble and currency bubbles are unsustainable. It has now come out in U.S. and European courts that basically the entire stock market, currency transactions, interest rates, you name it, are totally rigged. The United States is going under a secret treaty that passed out of the House and is now in the Senate that makes the president a dictator. Three subsections of 28 have been leaked. One of the sections alone makes the president a dictator. We've only seen three of 28. So with this whole backdrop, government and major corporations are operating and acting like the people don't even exist right now. And more is happening in the advancement of tyranny in just a month than what happened previously in a year. So global oppression, global power grabbing is at a fever pitch. And expanding on that, the only reason we have private property and so much wealth in the United States and so much freedom compared to many other countries is because our forebears would die rather than be enslaved. Does it mean we're a utopia? Does it mean we don't have a bad history in many cases? No. But compared to other nations, we've been stable, we've been free, we've been wealthy. Didn't mean everybody got along, didn't mean it was all peaches and cream, but compared to every other country, we were the freest. It's why everybody wanted to come here. Nobody can deny that. We were exceptional when it came to freedom. We are now exceptional when it comes to not having freedom, to losing freedom, and to being unhealthy and being stupid. We're still exceptional, but on the wrong end of the stick. And I don't say that with pleasure. I love this country. But we're run by a bunch of hardcore psychopaths who have competed with each other in their own free market of scum to where the very worst have now gotten in control. Now, let me boil it down as simply as I can, then I'll go into the evidence. There is 2.2, last time the Ex-Im Bank put numbers out last year, 2.2 quadrillion in global fake counterfeited currency and instruments, credit default swaps, you name it, hundreds of different forms of junk. Totally worthless fraud sold to governmental and private and individual investors. 2,200 and growing trillion dollars of absolute garbage. The EU, the Asian Union, the American Union, all run by the same handful of families and the private Federal Reserve, are committed to propping that up and having that continue on into the future, and they will feed every paycheck, every government, every institution, every pension fund, every solvent institution, every solvent instrument into that to prop it up, while they use that $2 quadrillion plus to leverage and buy up the planet through fraud. So they're very arrogant. They've already captured the world for all intents and purposes, except for seven countries that they don't fully control. And they are attacking economically and socially those seven to bring them down. Doesn't mean those seven are good countries. It means they're nothing compared to the New World Order when it comes to hardcore evil scientific wickedness and just pure anti-human will. They're old-fashioned corruptions where people just want power and a lot of times want prestige and actually to have a successful country. They are nothing compared to what we're facing. And they have to have a world government, because once it's there, you can worldwide, nobody can run from taxes, nobody can run from social engineering, nobody can run from GMO, nobody can escape it, you can't have capital flights. It will be a global hegemonic system of total micromanagement and control, in their own words. Now, here's what's happening. And I've got the articles up on Infowars.com linked under the video. Total emergency alert, elite now evacuating the West. To sit back at afar and watch what they've set up happen, their consolidation. They just move back as we melt down and explode to a safe distance. The communist Chinese, the totalitarian Germans, the gangster cult of power Russians, the state of Texas, private investors, they've all been pulling gold out of Manhattan for about 5 years. And suddenly, I hear about this 6-7 years ago and didn't believe it, but now it's confirmed, tungsten-plated gold out of New York Fed vaults. Tungsten-plated gold. The gold's gone, folks. It was stolen. And they use fake tungsten bars to leverage the real paper value of gold and silver in naked shorts to drive it down. And now all these elites and the Telegraph, you name it, are saying it's time to hold your cash. You can't trust the banks. Global bank runs are starting in Europe. The state of Texas has demanded its giant gold reserves from the private Federal Reserve. That's in Bloomberg Friday. That type of stuff doesn't happen unless other establishments that aren't part of the central New York private Federal Reserve European-owned system, anybody who isn't part of that system is pulling their money out of it as fast as they can. The Germans, 5 years ago, began to ask for their gold and were told, no, you can't have it. You can only have a percentage of it over 10 years. Well, 5 years later, Germany's received gold, and part of it, when they drill into it, is tungsten. And that's just a minor blip on the radar screen. Where's Germany's gold? How a Manhattan jeweler wound up with gold bars filled with tungsten, Business Insider. U.S. gold bars are showing up in China, tungsten. Do you understand? That's why they're menacing Russia and China. They need an excuse before this all goes belly up to start a big war, to have that as the distraction, because we'll line up and salute the criminals in government when they're all about to go to jail like Bernie Madoff because they've started some war, and why we can't send them to jail during a war. When we come back, I'm going to break down the fact that the elite are evacuating the United States. What's the next big shoe to drop?
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. LiverShield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. LiverShield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. LiverShield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your LiverShield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior. That government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Alex.
follow me, meet the real me. My misfits way of life.
All right, so we have this giant house of cards run by just a few families, mainly European, that own our private Federal Reserve and the European Central Banks. They control the massive European and U.S. military and NATO. They're allied with Saudi Arabia to turn Al-Qaeda loose, to destabilize the whole region and kill every Christian they find. This is our elite funding this publicly. And they're now threatening war with China, threatening war with Russia, moving more troops in. And Greece has paid unlimited amounts of money from the derivatives that they invested in and got cheated on. And now they want a fourth bailout. And Greece is saying they can't do it. They're basically starving. They've gone from first world to third world. And now Greeks turn to cash as bank crisis looms. So the government's talking about freezing everybody's bank accounts, not letting them get cash out. And they're talking about doing this Europe-wide and banning the physical holding of gold. There's a huge financial crisis intensifying in Europe, and you turn on U.S. news, you wouldn't know anything was happening. You've got a public obsessed with fantasy football and all the rest of it, while huge global developments are happening. And I got two calls yesterday, one from a banking / military source, one from a major entertainment source. I'll just leave it at that, but a household name. And their questions were both to me, and they don't know each other, was, so you're really not going to leave the U.S. because most of the really rich people are saying the word is we're going to collapse. It could be as early as this summer, probably next fall for sure. And that anybody who's smart is hedging their bets, getting out of the country. And did I think they should leave? And I was saying, look, I don't think there's anywhere safe if this thing goes belly up or if we have nuclear war with Russia. I don't know why it's in the London Guardian and Zero Hedge and the Associated Press that the elites are building underground bunkers and running to New Zealand. And, you know, I knew about this back when nobody else did. A lot of Hollywood folks were relocating out there because they've been given inside intel, James Cameron and others. Billionaire bunkers beyond panic room. Home security goes sci-fi, Forbes. And that's because the elites know this is unsustainable. And then they put out headlines like this, the one in Independent today, Earth enters sixth extinction phase with many species, including our own, labeled the walking dead. The political class has decided that they can't keep this thing going anymore. And they've decided to go ahead and not stabilize things and not try to create wealth and not try to create a good culture. There's always been a fight between predators and good people in government and corporations. Now, even good people have decided it can't be fixed. They've given up. The corrupt and the sane are now in a money grab to just get plenty of funds and resources for themselves to be safe during the long collapse. So the establishment across the board is giving up. And large sections of the establishment organized this and wanted to collapse, and they never gave up because exactly what they wanted to do is happening. A global spectrum of crises coming to a head at the same time during a period of turmoil to then bring in global planetary government as the solution. But first they had to get us in debt. First they had to dumb us down. First they had to break our families up. First they had to balkanize us to all fight with each other about race and religion. Hey, a recession here means you don't get to go on as many vacations. A recession in Africa means millions starve to death and die. Used to about 32 million people a decade ago would die every year of starvation. Now it's like 60 million. The world is in a giant financial depression. If your neighbor is out of work for a year, he's in a depression, or she's in a depression. But when you're out of work, you're in a depression. And land. The West is in total la-la land. When third world countries collapse, people know how to deal with it. When a first world collapses, you're going to see panicked hysteria and bizarre behavior that is going to make the sickening activity at that South Carolina church look like a cakewalk. And the reason they can't get the guns is everybody instinctively knows that at least you'll have firearms to protect yourself and protect what you've put in reserve when the hordes, when the road meets road warrior, come down your road. I remember being in Hollywood about 5-6 years ago, and I was at a party, and there were like major directors, major producers, billionaires. And a couple of them said to me, yeah, you know, you're right about what's going on, and it's worse than you know. And are you going to move to New Zealand like most of us are? And I said, why? And they said, you know. And they said, let me tell you something. This was separate from this other billionaire I talked to here in Austin. They said, don't you understand what you say on your show is true and that we're getting all the same information from people on the inside? They're building secret airstrips all over Alaska, all over northern Canada, all over New Zealand, all over the Cook Islands, all over the middle of nowhere to get out of here. And then George Soros and his front men are coming out saying, redistribute wealth or the people are going to take over and overthrow when they're the ones that have engineered the destruction of the wealth. They're now already posing as the saviors. And they're going to use their big private yachts and the rest of it to basically escape all of this. Peter Thiel, Bilderberg Group member for at least 6 years, has been building floating cities to escape to. Whether we could sustain things or not doesn't matter now. The establishment has decided not to sustain it. You understand that? And they've all got plans to consolidate power and pick up the pieces. Look at these headlines. Greeks turn to cash as bank crisis looms. Voice of America, Bloomberg, where is Germany's gold? They asked for it, the U.S. won't give it to them. There's a pile of gold in Manhattan, Texas wants it back, Bloomberg. China reveals what's behind its golden curtain. Why are the elite buying secret hideaways? See what's inside the billionaire luxury doomsday bunker. What do they know? Why are so many of the super wealthy preparing to bug out locations? And sure, I knew about this stuff 20 years ago. I mean, I knew that that was the future plans. But it's one thing to hear about something from insiders and read it in books and then to actually see it getting ready to happen and already happening in other countries and then knowing we're getting closer to our turn. And that here, it's going to be spectacular. The hardening of police departments, the armored vehicles, the checkpoints, the death squads, the surveillance grids, all of it. Not to stabilize things, but to have an organized, controlled collapse on the other end of which we're totally enslaved. And I just sit here thinking, why don't other people fight it? Why? Well, most people that are smart, they don't stick their necks out and try to fight it. They just prepare to protect themselves and their families. And it's because of that attitude that we're going to lose everything. You're fools. You're not safe. The only way to stop this is to stop the whole thing.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested tested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want it stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so let me try to put it all together before we start the next hour and get into the news itself and drill down into what's happening with the shooting in South Carolina, the economy, Russia, forced inoculations, U.S. military, you name it. There's a lot of news here. Karl Rove saying either get rid of the Second Amendment or you can't stop mass shootings. And the media acted like he was saying get rid of the Second Amendment. No, it's sneakier than that as a neocon. He was implying that if you did get rid of it, it would fix the mass shooting problem. Not that he was calling to get rid of it. But still, that's basically the same thing. You ban guns, we'll just have triple the murders with knives, just like England, who has a higher violent crime rate than we do. He should have come out and said, guns aren't the problem, people are. And the answer is an armed society. In every state that's done it, we have lower crime rates. But they create these events, or they exacerbate these events, and then they play on the public's heartstrings. But finishing up here with the big picture. An unsustainable, out-of-control, global derivatives fraud has been built. Elites have used that fiat money to buy up their competition. They are separately set up selective enforced environmental and regulatory systems to shut down their competition. Then as production plummets, they come out and say, oh my gosh, we can't sustain this. Industrial society has failed. The free market has failed. When in truth, it's a fascist takeover. And as the resources become less and less, they'll offer more collectivism, more communism, more socialism that the elites are exempt from as the answer, when that only makes the problem worse. Because they've made the decision that capitalism is wasteful and destructive of the environment, and so it has to be sabotaged and shut down to cut off the blood supply to humanity that Paul Ehrlich and John P. Holdren and Prince Philip and thousands of other globalists label as cancer. We're labeled as cancer, and Agenda 21 and Cloward and Piven and the global meltdown and the global depression they're engineering, that is just one step in this process, is the chemotherapy, is the radiation, is the scalpel, in their view. So just pull back as a political atheist and look at their statements and understand that's where we are. It's an excuse for everything they do. They've set themselves up as the saviors. As they steal all the technological developments, as they shroud it all under national security, as they establish a global government pushed by the Pope to track every movement and activity we make, to tax our carbon, ignoring all the real environmental crises, it's a perfect plan for hegemonic, complete domination. The euro is meant to collapse finally after scores of bailouts and then have the Asian and American Union bail it out. And as you bail it out, you now sign on to the derivatives debt that isn't yours. And then the very banks that you bail out, who are too big to fail, turn around. This is true alchemy. Fraudulent alchemy. And now you owe the debt. Ireland bails out EU. It's now their debt. Greece bails out EU. Now their debt. Germany bails out EU five times. Now their debt. And they're preparing to seize everyone's bank accounts and have them protected by the state, of course, but you can't remove your money. And when they finally get a cashless society and you have no way to get your money out, they'll be able to tax it and regulate it and control it every way they want. And those announcements have all been made. This is the fourth robbery of Greece. There'll be a fifth, a sixth, a seventh. It will never end. You ask what limit tyranny knows? The limit you give it. And if you want to know where this is all going, in a way there's truth. The average person doesn't want to have a soul. They don't want to be involved. They don't care. They are petulant, arrogant, deceitful, manipulative people. They're just weak versions of the elite. And they would sell out their grandmother for money and power. They would warehouse their families at the hospital and euthanize them if they got more money. The general public, not everybody, but probably 50% or more. The elite set up a climate, set up a society, set up a culture where people opted into being slugs, opted into being soulless. So the establishment could turn around and say, see, you deserve now what's going to happen to you. Because the New World Order metaphysically always has to leave escape portals to everything they do for themselves, but also for those who aren't part of the establishment but are awake as well. You're always warned, biblically, but also historically, many times before judgment comes down. And when judgment finally comes down, it's because you asked for it. Make no mistake. Make no mistake. If we let this system come into play, look in the mirror, it's all of our faults. In fact, can we start the next six after break with V for Vendetta if we can? Because it's true. You want to know who's really at fault? Look in the mirror. But it just hit me how right we've been yesterday when I had these very successful, very powerful people. One of them worth, you know, $1 billion or more. Others worth like hundreds of millions, entertainment, you name it. And they were asking me, are you leaving? A lot of other people are leaving. And these aren't even people that are my listeners. You understand? These are major Hollywood producers, major bankers, major establishment people are leaving. Every billionaire, I've been talking about this for 3 years, every billionaire has left Israel. The elites are leaving the United States right now. A lot of them are going to New Zealand this October and November. And then I ask them, why have you been told to do this? And they go, we don't know. We were just told by a sitting general it's a good idea. Another person, we were told by some other high-level folks I won't mention. Maybe nothing's going to happen. But if we create enough and pray about it as well, the one problem with that video I shot is I forgot the most important thing. That if we pray and repent and seek God's face and ask for a reprieve, maybe we can back this thing off. I mean, is it a global financial collapse? Is it war with Russia, war with China, a huge Middle East war? Is it a financial meltdown? Is it a bioweapon outbreak? I don't know. I mean, they're certainly trying to start a race war. But thank God Charleston's come together. I've already talked to Jakari. He's followed reports. People aren't buying into it there. I don't know. But I have people calling me, asking me what to do. Hey, everything I know to do, I've already said on air. But don't think America can't fall. Don't think the world can't fall. It's world fall. It's already just-in-time delivery of all the resources of the planet. Already things are so precarious, so complex, that the elite can't believe it's still running and still working. And they now have looked at the tea leaves. These are smart people. And they're either running to the Ozarks, or they're running to Northern Canada, or they're running to New Zealand, or they're running to Switzerland, but most of them aren't even going there. Monte Carlo, Luxembourg, Grand Cayman. And then I sit here and watch MSNBC make fun of us and lie about everything, and CNN and Fox News make jokes. I mean, none of this is a joke. I mean, if we don't stop this global conflagration, this meltdown, if we don't stop all these crises, a lot of top analysts say we may destroy the earth. I mean, this is now mainstream news. George Soros came back out and said, I'm not joking, we may have World War III, and he's the one that financed the overthrow of Ukraine to start it. Truth stranger than fiction. Some almost 90-year-old freaky Nazi collaborator who runs all these media institutions that are trying to shut us down. And you got Bill Maher blaming Matt Drudge for the shootings. I got that clip coming up. What the hell does Matt Drudge have to do with that, or me or anybody else? Where are you going to be, Maher, when there's a nuclear war, you little arrogant bastard, with people writing stuff for your teleprompter? Be a man. Don't be a parasite jerk. Try to save humanity. Second hour coming up.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.